We're up to 7 Chav Gimel. We're up to Halacha Hey. Okay, Halacha Hey, 7 Chav Gimel. Ho'oile, the Gam HaKore Tzrichim Lama. The one that gets the Aliyah, the one that is laning must stand. Yeah. 7 Chav Gimel Halacha Hey, laws of Kriya Satara. When you get an Aliyah, you have to stand. That goes without saying. Tzrichim Lama. What happens if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is in a wheelchair?
That's considered his
Lamban.
Is it?
I've seen it done.
Okay, I've seen it done. Just doesn't mean we've seen it done. Doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. I always wondered about that. But you do, but it's a very big problem. They don't see inside. I mean, the times that I've seen a person get an Ali in a wheelchair.
It's a wheelchair, I've seen it.
Yes. They hold the Sefer Torah. Is that their heretz? To hold the Sefer Torah, to adjust Sefer Torah so the person can see? Maybe it is. You have to ask a chacham what to do. It's not a simple thing. When a Rachmanis Lan, a person is in a wheelchair, what do you do? Okay.
It's not
covered
for the Sefer Torah to lower the Sefer Torah.
It's not becoming. No, it's not. Right. It's not their chariots to adjust the Sefer Torah for the comfort of the person.
Exactly.
Let's go further. Ha'olev v'gam ha'kore. Right, so the children should have a stand in some of the shuls. You raise a child. You give. When they give a child an aliyah on Simchas Torah, you have a little stool for the child to stand on so he can see the Sefer Torah. It's not proper to lower the Sefer Torah for the child. That's the old child when it comes to a mezuzah in a kindergarten. You put the mezuzah at the shoulder length of the children, or do you put the mezuzah in the right location? So there are two opinions on this matter. According to many Gedolei Yisrael, you should keep the mezuzah in the right location, and you shall lift the child.
Right.
You shall teach them that you have to raise up. However, halachically, it's not necessarily incorrect because there's a precedent for this. If you have a gate to a city, let's say you go to Yerushalayim, the massive, massive gate. The gate is 50 feet,
right,
60 feet high. Where do you put the mezuzah? So technically, you're supposed to put the mezuzah two-thirds
right,
up. But if two-thirds is at a location where you can't reach it, then according to many opinions, there are two opinions. One opinion doesn't make a difference. Even though you can't reach it, even if you can't see, it doesn't matter. It still shall remain at two-thirds height of the entrance. According to another opinion is no. In that instance where you put it two-thirds, it's above your shoulder length, then you put it at your shoulder length. Therefore, if you extrapolate on that halacha for a little child, when he comes into a kindergarten and there's a regular Pesach, so that regular doorpost is equivalent to our going into a gate of a large city, and just like we are permitted, according to many opinions, to put the mezuzah at our shoulder length, therefore there is no harm in putting the mezuzah at the shoulder length of the child. That is one approach of where the mezuzah should be put in the classroom of a kindergarten. But as I told you, other gedolim were not happy with that. They felt that adrabba, doesn't make a difference, since the child will one day mature and become an adult, will become very tall, and therefore al ha'asa, you should put the mezuzah in the right location. And if you want to train him to kiss the mezuzah, it will be better for you to lift up the child to the mezuzah. The same idea is true over here when it comes to Sefer Torah. It's not proper to lower the Sefer Torah for the child. Raise the child to the Torah. I remember my father, Zichron Levracha, and the young Israel. So they used to used to be the custom. The children would put the silver on the Sefer Torah. There was a whole ceremony. Take out the Sefer Torah. In the olden days, when there were little children in the shul, it's hard to find the shul today where you have little children, the oldest time of shuls, and there were a lot of little children, and all of the silver was distributed to one child had the yad, one child had the choshen, one had the keser, and the child would put. The problem is the children can't reach the Sefer Torah. So what would you do? So unfortunately, people, it happened very often that the one that took out the Sefer Torah would lower the Sefer Torah in order to help allow the child to reach and put the yad, the choshen, and the keser. My father was very disturbed with this, and he told the people they have to raise the child, and he used to pick up the child to put on the keser and the choshen. After a while, they stopped raising the children. It got too hard to raise the children, so they just abandoned the whole thing. They stopped the whole ceremony, and they put the silver on the Sefer Torah in advance. in the Aroin, the silver was already on. They stopped this whole ceremony of giving it to the children because it resulted in what my father felt was a bizoyin for the Sefer Torah, to lower the Sefer Torah instead of raising the children.
That's the problem today. You
don't have to raise children.
Yeah.
Yeah, when children go to Lila.
Kiss it. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to lower the Sefer Torah so the child can kiss the Sefer Torah. If you want to teach the child to kiss the Sefer Torah, you raise the child. You have glil also. It's also a big issue. Glil, it's not a good thing. People who are amateurs in Hagba don't know they do Hagba, right? They do Hagba and they sit down and they remain with their hands up. No, that's not a good idea. After you're sitting down, forget about the person.
Lower it.
What are you raising? It's going to fall down. It's not a good idea. You see, amateurs.
They may not have a control.
They sit down, and then they start trying to close it with their hands still up. No. Put your hands down. It'll be much easier to close it when your hands are down. So that's not an issue.
If it's a short adult, it doesn't necessarily have to be a...
So it's a problem. You're saying, I don't know.
An elderly man who's...
You're right. I don't know the answer. You can't generalize. You have to look at every situation differently. And the idea is you shall stand for the Torah. The Torah is not meant to accommodate man. That's the general idea. Obviously, exceptions have to be made in certain circumstances, and you need just to have a little seichel. What?
So, if
you
lower it,
the kid's got to put.
Gaba has another habit.
True. Galila,
when they give a child Galila, he can't see the top to put the cover on. So, the guy lowers.
Oh, he usually has assistance.
So, you have to do. You have to make a judgment call if the lowering of the Sefer Torah is for the Torah itself, because even an adult sometimes you have to lower it.
Yeah, sure,
or if it's because you're really coming to accommodate the child, then maybe it's better not to give the galila to the child, yeah. Or have the child stand on a stool to do galila. That's not the end of the world.
Even the father comes over.
I saw they had a beautiful ceremony. I only saw it once. The wimple. It's called the wimple.
Yeah.
Wimple ceremony.
Wimple.
It was a beautiful thing. The child was 3 years old. And they basically gave the father Hagba, and they gave the child Galila. And the child, three-year-old kids, the kid was sitting on a chair, And the father, the Galila, and the grandfather was helping the child do the Galila with this very beautiful...
Even for adults, that's not a simple
The real wimple, that's when you're much younger.
But there they did not lower the child. The child was done in a very bakavadic way where the galila was a regular, the hag was a regular hagba, and the child was raised on a chair with the grandfather helping. You were not accommodating the child by doing anything disgraceful to the Sefer Torah. Okay, let's go for it. We're running out of time. The point I want to make is that you're mechuyif to stand. If Rahman al-Utslan, a person is in a wheelchair, or a person is on crutches, a person is not well, you got a problem. You have to really ask a she'elas chacham what to do. How important is it for the person to get an aliyah? You just give an aliyah because you want to make him feel good. Maybe, yeah, that's also in the beginning. Or the person is a chiyuv. He has a yard site. He's a chiyuv. He's a kayin. But if he's getting an aliyah just for no other reason, maybe there are situations where it's not the proper thing to do. If you can't take the aliyah the way you're supposed to, standing, a person's on a crutch, a person is in a wheelchair. I'm saying, as I said, you have to know what the situation is. One thing, if the person is a chiyuv, or it's necessary for his psychological health, absolutely, you have to know what the parameters are. I don't know what the guidelines are, but you have to take note that it's not the proper thing to sit when you're getting an aliyah, and it's certainly not the proper thing if you're not going to see the reading of the sefer. I saw once, I don't know what they were doing, I don't know, I thought it was shloka din. A person comes to shul, he's on a wheelchair, they gave him an aliyah, they brought him up, he just made the brachas, and they leaned, and he didn't see the sefer at all. Is that proper? Are you allowed to do that?
No.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that. It's a terrible. Okay, it's a very sad thing. No one is. Maybe you are allowed to do it. I don't know the answer. But if you're not allowed to do it, just because Rachman al-Utslan, he's in a very difficult situation where he's in a wheelchair, doesn't mean you can the whole world has to be turned upside down to him. I don't know what the rules are. If it's ma'akev, that he has to actually see the letters of the Sefer. L'chor, he does.
The Matei Ephraim says the blind man can get an aliyah.
Can?
Yeah.
Okay, so then maybe it's good.
Well, I heard a long time ago, even if you have a cane in your hand and you can stand, you cannot approach the Rosh Hashanah with a stick.
You don't come with the makel. There was once a var with a big rabbi. I don't want to tell you the names of the people and get in trouble. There was a big rabbi, and he had a very expensive cane. And they lost the cane. They couldn't find it. So, and he had a very chashva. He had a very chashva son-in-law, very distinguished son-in-law. And so the balabatim or the chassidim was saying, "No, we can't find the cane. Don't worry about it. Your son-in-law is coming. He will take you by the arm and he'll go with you. He'll walk with you." So the Rebbe got so upset. He says, "Pum fakert. When the son-in-law comes, you don't go to the son-in-law without a stick. If it's not the son-in-law, then I can go without the stick. The son-in-law, you have to have a stick to beat up the son-in-law." And I tell you another story of the cane. It was once a family, a very distinguished family. They had a lot of children. The person had 10 children. And he had a beautiful cane. And for many, many years, in his old age, he used to go with the cane. And when the children, they looked at their father, they always saw him. They remembered him with that beautiful cane. And now they were dividing the Yerusha. And there were millions of dollars to be divided. Assets. Everything went easy. Can you imagine? The Yerusha was divided. The only thing they were fighting about was who gets the cane. Who gets the beautiful cane. So they went to a din Torah over the cane. So the Dayan said, "Whoever gets the cane will use it first."
Oh, that's good.
No one wanted the cane.
Nobody
it was donated to a museum.
That was a good answer. A very good answer.
That's how we solved the din Torah. Whoever gets the cane will use it.
Solomonic.
Yeah,
you're cutting the cane
here. Okay, a Solomonic. Oh, I never heard that expression.
No?
That's a good term. Let's go. Now, one more time. Halachay, ha'ele. See, it was kedai to come for this. You remind me of another story where they had to carry out a person. Where Reisman gave a shir. He says a lot of jokes, and he said a joke once. And people laughed very hard, but everyone stopped laughing. There was one guy who could not stop laughing and just went on and on and on. They literally had to pick him up and carry him out. I'll tell you the joke. It's not such a funny joke, but the joke is there was a bitter divorce. Couple were married for many years, Shalom Bayis, psychologists, Rabbanim, nothing worked. Bitter, bitter, bitter divorce. They finally didn't want to get a get, finally got a get. And they all said, the minute gets by a divorce, the moment they got the divorce, he says to the day, "We're now divorced. It's over?" He says, "Yeah, it's over. Congratulations." He says, "Okay." He then takes the ring and he says, "I want to marry her again." Harei after the Kodesh, this lady marries her Nochamo. He says, "My high, after all these years." So he says, "For a second wife, she's good enough." As everyone was laughing very hard. He really said it well. There was one guy there who could not stop laughing.
He was married twice.
Maybe the shoe fit. Maybe the shoe fit.
He liked that joke. He just loved that joke. They carried him out. Okay, let's continue. Ha'oile v'gam ha'korei tzrichim la'amoid v'afilu rak lismech al shum dover osar. You know, this is the number one complaint that I get. I occasionally lane. And always someone comes over to me in these yeshivish places. You know, they're very, very, very always looking to find the chasarn. They always say, "You know, you're leaning on the bima. You're not allowed to lean on the bima."
I stopped in the middle when I laned. I stopped.
You're not allowed to lean on the bima. You have to stand. So they're right. I say, "You're right. I have to be more careful. I don't even realize what I'm doing." You're not allowed to lean on the bima when you lane or when you get the aliyah. Mishum ditzrichim lama beima. Why? V'afilu lismeich al shum dover osur. Mishum ditzrichim lamoid beima in fear. D'kashem, why? D'kashem shenitna ha-tayra be'ema, kach anu tzrichim linoik ba be'ema, we have to listen and we have to relate to it in a state of ema. The ach mishu adam cholosh, if a person is weak, yachol lismoich kitzas. A little bit. A little bit, you can lean smicha kol to a small amount. And Chazal explained this to mean that if you take away the object in which you're leaning on, you would not fall down. That shows only katsas. But if you would remove the object which you're leaning on, you would fall down. That shows that you're leaning too much. Halacha vav. B'sha sh'oyle oymer baruchu v'akolayim baruch Hashem v'baruch li'olam v'ed tzrichim kol atzibu lamayt. Here's the important part. What is important? The most important thing to stand for is not the laning and not the brachas. You're supposed to stand when you respond to Baruch Hashem HaMivarach Li'olam Vo'ed. So a person is weak and a person does not have, some people, they'll sit the entire laning. Okay, not everyone can stand. That's the way it is. If a person has a little energy and you're willing to stand a little bit, the most important thing to stand for are the words Baruch. It's like Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu es Hashem, just like Baruch Hu, everyone gets up a Baruch Hu, right? That no one has a problem with. After Pesukim the Zimra,
or you sort of get up.
You sort of whatever it is.
They don't get up for a part, they get up for a Baruch Hu.
Everyone gets up. Pesukim the Zimra, after the Chazan finishes Yishtabach, Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish. Some people are a little lazy, they sit for Chatzi Kaddish. But when it comes to Baruch Hu, they get up already and they say Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Li'olam Vo'ed. It is the same thing, the seven or the eight times that the Oile says Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavaruch. It is critical or it's very important that you should stand for your response Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Li'olam Vo'ed. So if you're only going to stand for a small amount of the Kriyas HaTorah, don't even stand for the Kriyas HaTorah. Stand at least for the Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Li'olam Vo'ed. One more time. B'sha Sha'ila Oyim Baruch Hu Havakol Oyim Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Li'olam Vo'ed. Tzrichim Kol Hatzibur La'amoyt. Avul B'sha Sha'imer HaBaracha. After you've already said Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Li'olam Vo'ed, now the Oyle is saying the Baruch Hashem Bochar Banu Asher Bochar Banu V'chim B'shas HaKriya U'v'shas HaBaracha Acharayna Ein Chiyuv Sheyamdu HaKohol. Shocking, huh? There's no obligation that you should stand during that time. El hametachni b'mitzvos. If you want to be on this, get this, earn this beautiful title of someone that is medaktikim b'mitzvos, machmidin al atzmon ve'oimdim, they stand v'chein nochon. That's the proper thing to do. Avul ben gavul gavra ein l'hach meklal. There's no chiv whatsoever to stand ben gavul gavra. You can sit down, but you should not talk. Sitting down is always a license to talk. Chas v'shalom, it's not a good idea, but you're allowed to say. I remember in yeshiva. Remember yeshiva, the one of the rashivas, they really gave very strong muscle to a teenager. Why is he sitting for Kriya Sator? He's telling him, don't get into this bad habit when you're young, healthy and strong. It's one thing, a person's already 80 years old, okay, so you're not going to necessarily stand for Kriya Sator. But a young, healthy, able-bodied teenager who works out in the gym, there's really no excuse why he should not be medaktikin b'mitzvos and stand for kriyas haTorah. Let's see what it says in Shem Halacha Tzrichim Lakom Gimel Tzrichim Kol Tzibur Lam. What?
It's not a typical shul environment. That's a yeshivish environment.
Right. That's what he's saying. He's saying don't be technically you're not mechuyif to stand. Yeah, okay, you're right. You're not mechuyif to stand. But a ben Torah person that comes to kollel. Has the koyach to stand? It's the proper thing with that. Rav Shulman, am I saying correct?
The goyin
says you can sit. Okay, Rav says what?
You're supposed to stand by Kriyas HaTorah.
What?
You're supposed to stand by Kriyas HaTorah.
Yes, he's supposed to stand. Bedacht him b'mitzvah is okay. Vayit zayin avla. What?
The
Vilna Gaon says you can sit. You should sit. The Rambam says that you should sit. You should not give any special treatment to Aseres Hadibrois over. Okay, so there are different customs. The kids are Shulchan Aruch. The Metzias says in the Torah world. That's the way it is. Go into any yeshiva, any yeshiva environment. The Metzias is you stand. That's the way it is. Today, we pretty much are...
Until he was at least, I don't know what he did when he got in his own house, ready to last about 100 years, but as long as he was in yeshiva, he
even if a little bit banged up, or he was looking at a sefer while they were making the shabbat, he would jump up when he got the barku. I mean, he shot out of his seat like a. And he stood by the bima all the time. He ran from his desk to the bima by barku.
Really?
To listen.
Well, that's for hearing purposes. Right?
He had no hearing problem, but he just ran to stand there. I always felt it was like this.
This is a reality. This is a mitzvah in the yeshiva world. Okay, in the yeshiva world, everyone, they're taught to stand. The side and maybe are different.
Also in that same contract, what's the din and what's the chumrah?
The din is you can sit. The din is v'hamedachtikim b'mitzvos. Elo hamedachtikim b'mitzvos machmirin al atzman v'oimdim v'chein nochon. It's the proper thing to do. These are the words of the Kitzur, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan is very similar. V'chein, you don't have this expression. V'chein nochon. It's one thing. This the din. It's not machmirin. You're not machmirin to do it.
The proper thing to do. Everyone should stand. That's the point.
Well, it depends where you are.
Washington.
You're right. You're right. People are tired. Look,
it's the recommended thing.
It's a different level. There are certain things which are nice things to do, and then there are certain things which, yeah, it's a unique expression. V'chein nochon. It's the proper thing to do. That's what it's the proper thing is when davening is over, you go over to, you say good Shabbos to your neighbor, right? Yeah. You mechuyev to say good Shabbos, you're sitting next to a person, the whole davening is over, you ignore him, you walk out of shul. Is there any halacha anywhere, b'chol ha-Torah kula, any sefer halacha that says you mechuyev to say it to your friend for Shabbos? There's no, thank you very much, thank you. Hagrol lohik milamoy b'shas kriyas ha-Torah, the grossat. V'chein harizal yoshav ad kriyas soif ha-parsha shark v'ana. So the Arizal and the Gra, so mi lo nu gadol from the Gra, Rabbi Shulman, thank you very much. They, okay, you have a makar. I don't know, but you go to Yerushalayim. I don't know, you have to go see what they do in the Gra shul. The Gra shul, I have a suspicion that in the Gra shul in Yerushalayim they stand. I have a very strong suspicion.
My question is, life is like a sporting card, you have mitzvahs and various. Which side is the chart is it on? That's the point.
Today, everyone will tell people that will sit will tell you.
You're right.
There's nothing wrong. It's a matter.
Okay, that's a plus.
It's right. You do find that in certain environments, they sit. Okay, listen, yesh yesh. No, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. I'm just pointing out a nusach. A unique expression that appears here in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and I'm pointing out a mitzvah that is definitely part of the chinuch in the yeshiva world, and it's not for nothing that in the yeshiva world this is how they attempt to train talmidim. Do they all turn out like that? No. Many of these students who go to these yeshivas when they're in their 30s already are sitting for the whole Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, fine. You're not mechuyev to do so. You're tired. You're tired, maybe you'll concentrate better if you'll sit down. If maybe you'll find if I'm sitting then I'll be able to concentrate better on the Kriyas HaTorah than if I'm standing.
Well, it depends on the island that you're with.
Psychologically though, if you go to the yeshiva like Chaim Berlin or something, and there's all these people that are all
pressure,
standing.
Yeah.
And you're the only individual.
Yeah, well,
not true, there are a lot of people that sit. There are a lot of people.
Very out of place.
I haven't been there on Shabbos in a very long time. I don't know, but I would imagine it's an age thing. You have a certain over a certain age, people are going to sit down no matter what, and no one's going to look at you. No one's looking. No one's thinking. We know that you could do that. I don't even know if he stands. I don't know what every person is different. You can't generalize. Everyone does. It's a general approach.
Yeah.
General approach. You're trained in yeshiva, and I think this is true for all yeshivas, it's not for nothing, v'chein nochon. You get to a certain point in your life where you're very busy, you're very tired, you're running around, you're running after your children the whole day, you need a little downtime, so you sit down, no big deal. But it's an attitude. And if the attitude is, l'chatchila, I'm going to sit down, so the next thing is, the next nesayin is, should I talk? should I talk during Kriya Satara? If you're starting off with an attitude that I'm going to stand, it's not even a Hava Mina that I'm going to talk. The only question is...
If everyone's standing, you can easily talk just as much as you're sitting.
Same thing Friday.
It's an attitude thing. Okay.
Friday night.
I'm not coming to be critical. I myself sometimes sit. I'm not coming to be critical. I'm just trying to point out an observation, a unique expression that appears here in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and a reality that exists today out in the world. Today we live in a generation where almost all the Balabatim have gone through the system, the yeshiva system, and the yeshiva system across the board from beginning to end trains Talmidim to treat Kriyas HaTorah be'ema b'reses v'zeya with respect, and respect means to stand. Let's go further. Halacha, let's go further. Gimel on the bottom. Tzrichim kolatzi b'lamad, kein kosva turi zof, v'mogin avram, v'ayin b'shari Ephraim, ha'evi meharbi achronim she'ein tzrichim, like the Rav just pointed out. Meharbi achronim she'ein tzrichim lamud, mizen espashit ha'minig v'kama v'kama v'safilu etzel ha'yireim, even by yireim, sheyoshim bebirchas ha'torah, they sit during by birchas ha'torah. Even now, even by the brachas, even sit even by the brachas. Halacha zayin. Ima kari biatzmuho yilul Torah. Now, let's say the kari himself gets an aliyah. Tzarech shiyamoid acher etzlo. If the kari gets an aliyah, does someone have to stand by his side? Does he take the whole Sefer Torah to himself? So the answer basically is yes, because there's always going to be the Gabbai Sheni on the other side, or the person that got the Aliyah, since the minig is the person that got the Aliyah, is always going to remain standing there after, until the next Aliyah. So there'll always be the one that's getting the Aliyah surrounded on two sides by two people. But technically speaking, you won't have that, because Me'ikar Hadin, when you finish your Aliyah, you're allowed to sit down. You don't need a Gabbai Sheni, Me'ikar Hadin. Okay, let's review the Ikarim, not what's done today in the world. Me'ikar Hadin, there are only two people. There is the Gabbai, who calls up,
calling up,
and the one that lanes. And then you have someone who gets an Aliyah. So you're really always having three people. The Gabbai, the one that's laning, the one that's getting an Aliyah. So the one that is getting the one that's laning is always going to be flanked by two people. That's Derech Eretz. When you're getting the Aliyah, when you read, you should be flanked by two people. So you have the Balkor, you have the Gabbai, and you have the one that gets the Aliyah. Now what happens, and normally it's even better than that, because normally we have a Gabbai Sheni. So you have the Gabbai on one side, the Gabbai Sheni on the other side, the Balkor, and then the one that gets the Aliyah. Then it gets even better than that, because after the person gets his Aliyah, he sticks around for the next Aliyah. So you have the Gabbai Sheni, the one that got the Aliyah, the one that's getting the Aliyah now, and you have the Balkore. So you're flying by, you have a lot of people are there. However, Me'ikar Hadin, as soon as you get your Aliyahs over, you can leave, you can walk away. Right? So we can get rid of him. The guy that got the Aliyah, Me'ikar Hadin, can go sit down, That was the previous, we learned that yesterday. Chavivus, to show that you don't want to run away from the Sefer Torah, you want to remain for the Sefer Torah, so you remain there. But Me'ikar, then you can sit down. So we can get rid of him. Gabbai Sheni, he doesn't say you have to have a Gabbai Sheni anyway, anywhere. So we can get rid of the Gabbai Sheni. So we got rid of the, what?
So the
Gabbai, well, Gabbai knows them all by heart. So we can technically get rid of the one who got the last Aliyah. He's out the door. Okay? The Gabbai Sheni is out the door, because we don't need him. So who do we have left? We have the Gabbai and the one that's getting the Aliyah and the Balkore. So we're still safe. But if you're going to get rid of the Gabbai Sheni, get rid of the one who got the Aliyah before, and we're going to give the Balkore an Aliyah, all we got left are two people. And the truth is, we can get rid of the Gabbai also, because the one that's the Balkore can also technically be the Gabbai. There's no harm in the Balkore. So we can get rid of the Gabbai, the Gabbai Sheni, the one who got the last Aliyah, and we're going to give the Baal of Al-Kari, he's going to give himself an Aliyah. He'll give himself an Aliyah. Someone will call him up. He's a Kohen. He'll give. So there's no one there. He's all alone. Yaakov, what's the pasuk?
Vayishar Yaakov
Levado. He's all alone. So
that's why the end of the pasuk is pertinent.
Ishima. So that's not proper. What's proper is there should at least be three people standing at the bima: the Gabbai, the one that gets the aliyah and someone else. In the event that there is no gabai sheni and it's the first aliyah, and we're giving the kohen the first aliyah, you should make a gabai sheni. So the one, when he reads, he should be flanked by two people. Okay, this is what it says here. So this in Makori Yatzim Hu Eilel L'Torah Tzorch Shiamud Acher Etzlo Shekashem Shenitna HaTorah Ayidei Sirs. Why is this true? Because the same way the Torah was given to a Sirs, Moshe Rabbeinu was the intermediary. He was Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Kachan Utzrichim Linoik Bo Ayidei Sirs. So we also have to be Noik Ayidei Sirs. So we also have to have, and Hashem gave us the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore you always have to have at least one other person. Okay, so you don't have to have three. That's what it says here. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you only have to have the Bima, according to the Kitzur, two people. So we don't even need a third. Just have a, again, if the minig is where the Baal Kore himself is the Gabai, and he's giving himself in the first Aliyah, so he's the only one that's there. That's not right. You should at least have one other person there, so there should be two people at the Bima. Now, in the art scroll, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they have a footnote there which mentions that the Minhag HaOlam is to have at least three people. Not like what it says in the Kitzur, based upon another Medrash. There's a Medrash or a Gemara that says that they were really, when you get an Aliyah by the Bima, you are reenacting Matan Torah. The one that is laning is considered to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one that spoke. He gave over the Torah. The one that laned is Moshe Rabbeinu. The one that gets the Aliyah is Klal Yisrael. He represents Klal Yisrael as receiving the Torah. And the Gabai represents the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is the Gabai. Gabai is Rosh Tevos, Ono B'Koyach Gedulas Hashem. Not in order. Ono B'Koyach Gedulas Hashem. Those four words are Rosh Tevos Gabai. The Gabai is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, if you want to reenact Matan Torah, it's not enough to have two people. You have to have three people. See, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you only need Nikra Adin two people. The Baal Kore is Hashem, and the one that gets the Aliyah is Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Sirsur, is the intermediary. According to this Medrash that's cited very, I don't know where it comes from, the one that gets the Aliyah is Moshe, the one that's leaning is Moshe, the one that gets the Aliyah is Klal Yisrael, and the Gabai is Ribbono Shel Olam. So that means, it comes out, according to this, that you don't really need, I once had a very interesting discussion with a real Gabai, you don't really need the Gabai Sheni. The Gabai Sheni doesn't really serve any real function.
No, just that.
You just have to have three people. That's why sometimes you come to the show, sometimes no one wants to come to be the Gabai Sheni. Because there's just no one interested. You get up there, you have a Gabai.
They don't want to stand on their feet, that's why.
And no one wants, that's fine. There's no halach, you must stand here. As long as you're not getting the first Leah, that is sufficient. There's no need Nick for a Gabai Sheni. I'll tell you a joke. Joke is, I was once laning, and I had a guy. Now you have a good Gabai, it makes the big difference. Good Gabai knows how to catch your mistakes. He knows what
he
needs. He knows how. So one week the Gabai doesn't show up. So he said he had a substance, didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know the names. He didn't know, you know, everything you could possibly do wrong, he did wrong. So I met the old Gabai. So what happened to you? I told him, you know, it says in the Medrash that the one that leaned is Moshe, the one that gets the Aliyah is Klal Yisrael, and the Gabai is God. Is Ribbono Shel Olam. So I said to him, Lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. When I lane, I don't want any other God. Lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim. You're my God. You have to be here. Don't send a substitute. And let's go to the next halacha. Yeah, he laughed hard. He laughed hard. The Gabbai, they love this. They love this when you say that they're Shel Olam. And you tell them, Ona b'koyach gedulas Hashem yimincha. They honor once at a dinner in a yeshiva dinner, they honor the Gabbai. So everyone was making with sign, they put in the journal, they put in the ads. Ooh, they had so much fun. They all the different nuschos, Gabbai jokes, they all put that into the journal ads. The one that I liked the best was Vyazar Vyoge. They had a play on the V'yazav yogim yashir l'chol achrisim bo. They had some play on those words. That was the nusach of the journal in. Very interesting to play around with the nusach of the Gabbai. Okay, let's go further. Halacha ches. Kevan shehiskel akar likoros osu l'chol akol l'daber. Once the kar begins to read, the tzibur is not allowed to speak. Afilu b'divrei Torah v'afilu ben gavra l'gavra. You're not allowed to talk. Not the mitzvah d'abdim gavra l'gavra. V'yosu lotis v'bezakneses v'shoa shekarin b'torah. And you're not allowed to leave the Beis HaKnesses when they are lame. That is a very serious avera. You're not allowed to leave in front of an open Sefer Torah. When laning, you're not allowed to leave. Avol in gavra l'gavra shasefer Torah mugulelas. Yochol lotzeis only litzarich gadol. Seriously, when you go into Shul, they start laning, you're in trouble. You can't walk out. No one is leaving this place.
Even the schnorrers in the morning know.
You're not allowed to leave. Oh, very good. Even the schnorrers know, that's right. They know you're not allowed. They don't know that you're not allowed to go and shuckle when someone's saying Kriya Shema. That they don't know, but they do know that in the middle of laning, you're not allowed to walk out in the middle of the Sefer Torah. Let's see halacha dal. Let's see halacha dal in the bottom. Yochel lotzim b'tzor kodla. I'm b'shalas b'shuvus tashpeitz. To hold the b'gabar the rabbi of war nothing being gavra l'gavra. Honey mili b'akroy b'alma. Kasha. It says fish in the Gemara that he went out being gavra l'gavra. And he was saying over here that you're not going to be gavra l'gavra. So mepharshim said that was only b'akroy b'alma. Avolas zed todi afilu ben gavra l'gavra nirik hadavar piruk ol torah v'yaser. To walk out every other day being gavra l'gavra, that is a Prigas oil. It has a very bad attitude that it's not important. I can walk out between the alleles. You should not get into that habit. Bad habits die hard. Right? Is that the expression? Let's go further. Kevon. Yeah.
From the lashon of the kitzur, it means by brachas you're allowed to
talk? No, that goes without saying. That goes without saying that I'll talk during the brachas. Of course not. Even the brachas, of course you can't talk. No, absolutely not. You're not allowed to talk during the brachas, and you're certainly not allowed to talk during Kriya Shema. Okay, I'll stop.